voices. It's a pleasure to welcome you all. I'm also welcoming you on behalf of another Chicago magazine, Story Quarterly, and Whetstone. I think Ann Bradshaw from Story Quarterly still isn't here, but she'll probably come because she's always here.
All right. It's a pleasure to welcome you, and it's also a privilege to be here on Sunday with Julie. A memorial reading and a coming together to honor the memory of a wonderful writer, a friend, and a remarkable human being. We welcome Alan Showalter, her husband, and
relatives and friends who join us in celebrating Julie's words. On behalf of
probably half of the best literary magazines in Chicago, I'd like to introduce some of the editors of today's collective. From Other Voices, Gina Frangiello. From ACM, our special guest and reader, Sharon Salowitz, and Tom Moss, who's her partner. From Story Quarterly, Maria Hayes, and Ann Brashler, who will probably wend her way in soon. And Whetstone is here in spirit. Special thanks should also go to my old partner, Sharon Pfeiffer, because it was together that we found Julie to publish in Other Voices. So that's always great for us. I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank our host, the Park District of Highland Park, and Gina Resner, who is sitting in back there, who makes this all possible. Coffee bagels, I hope you all have some. And the technical stuff, and our person in back who is doing the videoing. Today is about celebrating Julie's words, so not to waste any more precious time, let me introduce Sharon Salowitz, who needs no introduction as a leading writer, reader, teacher, mentor, friend. And she'll begin today's program with Julie's last about-to-be-published story. Sharon Salowitz.